anything I could get. But I like historical novels. Those were usually my meat.
Which one? Do you have any favorites?
No, but I read the book of Napoleon and Catherine the Great. Those were very interesting.
What's that? What's
Napoleon and Catherine the Great.
Oh.
They were very interesting. They told Tolstoy.
Yeah.
But they were very interesting books. They were big books. When I got done with them, I knew I had read something.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon, I think, had something like 796 pages.
Oh, my word.
And Catherine the Great was about 812.
So when I got you did know you'd read.
I knew I read.
How long did it take you to read that?
Oh, I don't know. I read both of them one summer.
That was a summer project, all right.
But they were very, very interesting books. But anything that's historical, I love, because history is my long shot.
Good.
I like
a big print.
You read the big print guidepost?
There's the stories in it and all kind of nice. And I kind of read that big print. And Sunday, this Norman Vincent Peale and his wife Ruth, they are some of the editors, and Sunday they had him on TV.
Oh, they did.
He was on TV. Well, she wasn't, but he was on the TV. She was in there, I guess, but not on the TV. He had a wonderful talk always, and so I kind of like his big print I got. I like the other papers too, the Tribune I look at. But it's just here and there, you know, and not, you can't read it like I used to. And I like that too. And then quite exciting. I read that man, Cato Free Press, too, kind of. But it's not too big a print, so I can't. I'm just here and there a little bit. But it's quite exciting.
You read the Waseca paper too? You read the Waseca paper too?
Yeah, oh yes, I take that one. And you see, my grandsons used to deliver the Tribune and the Mankato paper. So I try and keep up a little. I don't, they're having quite a time now over that I see some of them.
Did you like to read books?
I never did read much books.
You'd rather read the newspapers?
No, I never read too many books. And I was one that when I read a book, I'd read it, and when I got done, I didn't know much about it. When it got done and when I started.
Oh,
I
just, so you I, like to read the newspapers?
I just read. Mm-hmm. Read it, you know. But, so I never read too many books. And then, of course, it's kind of hard to see. I read my Bible every day. I've got one with a little bigger print. And then I read the devotions, and that I read that. But an ordinary, those Gideon Bibles, they're too fine. I can't. But this one's a little bigger print.
So that's good.
I read it. I like to keep up with it.
You have Upper Room?
Oh, yes, Upper Room, too. I don't know, where is that from?
That's from the church, Methodist church.
Yeah, the Methodist.
Well, I suppose other churches have it.
I used to read that, Upper Room.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it got so it's, and then Our Daily Bread is another one that I read that is Daily Devotions. That's our church, I think, because kind of recommends it. And Shuler, I have Sunday.
You watch Shuler on Sunday?
I watch him Sundays. I like him because he's got good, and he has others comes in and talks. And I like that, too. and they sing sometimes.
They sing too.
I like to read. I like to read novels.
What kind of novels do you like to read? Oh, do you have a favorite or not? Just like to read new things.
Well, I like to read the novels that over from England, you know, those kind of novels. And I like westerns.
Zane Grey.
Zane Grey's, yeah.
And what's his name?
And I like mystery ones too.
I think Jack. He always wrote on the Yukon.
London.
Jack London.
Do you have a bookmobile that stops here?
No.
No.
You don't?
I wish we did.
Yeah. I think they used to way in back when I remember being on the library board. How do you get your books?
Go through, what's her name? But, discussion group.
Oh, Ardella.
She brings all kinds of books for different ones, but I never get any books from her. My daughter-in-law, she has books and then she lets me read. And I like to do crossword puzzles.
Oh, gosh.
That's my mother.
My mother-in-law is just crazy about crossword puzzles, too. Oh,
so am I.
You got a dictionary and get right in there?
Oh, I got one, what they call this crossword word dictionary.
Yeah.
I read a good book on ladies by Elaine Tarbell. That was a very good book.
Who was the author?
Ida M. Tarbell.
Tarbell.
And then I read another book by Oliver Smith on that. It was called The Melting Pot on the Immigration.
That sounds good.
Those were school topics. So
it's kind of nice to read if you have time at home, isn't it? It's a good pastime. Especially in the summertime. Sit outside and read a book.
I enjoy reading. I started out right from the kid. We had the library at home. We had just a small room over there in North Vancouver. And on Saturdays, that was children's day. And that little room was just packed with people getting books, and that's where I started to read. And today, I wish my mother had bought a complete set of Horatia Alger's books for my brother. And I'd give them to him if I had them today. She gave them to the library, but Lloyd got big enough, wasn't interested in reading anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had them.
Did you read those, too?
Sure. I read them, too. The theme was practically all the same in all of them, but it was interesting.
Frida, did you like to read?
Oh, yeah. I always liked it a lot. And it helped me to talk. To understand the English.
Oh, from reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
What kind of books did you find most helpful?
Oh, anything I could get hold of.
So you learned to speak English by reading and speaking it?
Yeah.
Well, you sure did a good job.
When the kids went to school, they asked me, how you spell that? I said, well, you ought to know. You go to school. I never did, so I had to help them.
Well, Jack's mother read that.
And that helped you too, then?
Yeah.
That's why she learned to read English, but she never could write it. But she could read English perfectly. But she never could write English. She never read it. Whenever she wrote home, she wrote Danish. Jack had to run around and find somebody to read it because he couldn't read it. Too bad we didn't know you were around. Maybe we'd have brought the letters to you.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of reading when you were in Denmark?
No, I didn't have time.
No, yeah, it takes time, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was always in an office type and all that. So I didn't get to read much. But I did it over here.
You had to do it here.
Was it kind of hard to learn the English language?
It was, yeah. I had a book with English and one and Danish. And
yeah, the
one.
Other side of English.
Yeah, right? And I always had a book to look at that when I couldn't find what I wanted. Oh, I had to learn the hard way.
Yeah, you did.
I used to like to read, what I would call them stories. I remember I had one called the Gold House. I still remember. There were two men, and one was a little bit smarter than the other, and he got a patent, and the other one took it away from him. And I said, he went on through, and he goes, hell no, the Old House. I don't know whether you ever read it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, it was a wonderful book.
Helen of the Old House. Was it kind of a mystery?
No, well, no, it wasn't a mystery, but she was doing good. And she treated everybody. She visited all the poor people.
Oh.
And, of course, the man that got the patent, took the patent, of course, neglected all the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it wound up, her father should have had the
patent.
And then they had, of course, they had the strikes. And they were burning the one factory, see. Oh, it was very interesting.
When did you read that? When you were a child or when you were an adult?
I was growing up.
You were an adult.
I tell you, I got the book once for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
And it was I can't remember the author of it.
Did you read it more than once?
Oh, yes. I think I read it about three times.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a favorite book, you just read it again.
And then, of course, you have, like she said, you have the... what do you call it, David Prayer book, the guidepost I like. Oh, and I read the paper, but I'm not very good at remembering it. But I always get it, read the headlines. So I can't read much so much anymore, but I used to read a lot.
My mother used to read a lot. She bought all the new novels as they came out, and I still have them. Lavender and Old Lace.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that book.
The Little Minister and Seven Keys to Baldpate. I've got all those books at home.
Yeah, that Lavender and Old Lace, you know, my mother had that book. I don't know how many times I read it.
Now, is that arsenic and old lace,
yeah,
or lavender?
Just this lavender and old
lavender
lace.
Lavender. But it's the ones they used arsenic.
Oh, so they made the play out of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't that a good play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never read the book. Alice?
Movie.
Yeah.
Did you like to read?
Oh, yeah.
What did you like to read?
Well, we had a public libraries. It's in Aberdeen, South Dakota. It's a good size library. And I read steady. A list of books I've forgotten now, but I did a lot of reading. I just love to read. And I not only read, but had my little sister. I couldn't get a book read, but she'd have it more than I did. She loved to read, too.
How much did you read to her, or did she just...
Oh, she read herself. That was back in Aberdeen, South Dakota, the good library there. My folks lived there.
So you all use the libraries. Did you use libraries?
No, I never did. My mother always had a lot of books.
My dad ran printing
there
all the books in the old library.
Where was the old library? In Waseca, you're talking about?
Down there in the city, down there. The library, I think, in the park.
It was underneath the old city hall.
Yeah, city hall.
That old red building.
Didn't have too much of a library to start. And
where'd they get the books? Buy them? Did they have money? And
I don't know. It was, and it was a Miss Dibble that had that, took care of the books out there in the basement.
I'm trying to think of her name.
Miss Dibble.
Miss Dibble.
Oh, yeah, Ella Dibble. She was a good one. She was in there.
Ella Dibble?
Yeah, Ella Dibble.
What year would that have been, I wonder?
Huh?
When was she in there?
Well, I was just a little girl when she was down there.
Way back when she was in there. She took care of the place for the women, people on the farm. We used to come in there, you know, for the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
She was in part of it. And then, of course, after a while, they extended it out. I don't know where they moved it somewhere.
Did your parents read to you when you were children?
My mother was a reader.
Your mother did too, Agnes?
My mother read a lot. And my dad, that Saturday Evening Post. We got every week.
Saturday Evening Post.
He even to me. That was read from cover to cover. That's a good magazine, you know. Do you remember the Saturday?
Yes.
Evening?
Yes. Uh-huh. Did he read it out loud?
No. We all read to ourselves.
My grandpa used to sit. I lived with my grandparents for a while, and we used to sit around the dining room table, and he'd read Arizona Highways, or he'd read some kind of a book to everybody, and we'd have root beer. That'd be Saturday night. It was nice.
My grandmother, she came to live with us, and we'd all go to the show, and she'd sit under the light and read. Oh, she loved to read. And then we had a big dog, and he sat by her feet so that anybody would try to come in, it'd be just too bad.
Oh.
And she loved to read.
You know, what is it about reading that you can't get in a movie or any place else?
Well, the silent pictures you had to read.
Yeah, it's green, but
and so my mother, when I go to the show, my mother read it always to me because I couldn't catch it quick enough.
I think books are more descriptive a lot than on the movies.
Well, your imagination can work somehow. You got time. You know,
you live that period as you're reading it. I know I read the books Little Women by Louisa May Alcott and Little Men,
mm-hmm.
and I was in that Little Women group.
Mm-hmm.
I could just see myself.
Yeah, I read them too.
Those are some of my favorites too.
And when they cried, I cried too.
It was kind of disappointing to see the movie because you have it all pictured in your mind.
And it's all altogether different than the movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't read the book, but I seen the movie.
Little Women.
Yeah, a bunch of great books.
Did you ever read those Albert Payson Terhune dog books? I read all of those dog books and horse books.
Well, I read the dog books. He was a raiser of collies.
Oh, okay.
And he always wrote on his collies.
They were good books,
yeah,
too.
They were good. He was the son of this Ida M. Tarbell.
Oh.
But he went by the other name.
Uh-huh.
I suppose that's where he got into the writing.
I suppose. That's interesting.
Yep.
Hmm.
I never read horse books. I didn't know he wrote the horse.
Well, you know, Black Beauty and Lassie Come Home.
That Black Beauty was
a good
show.
Black Beauty was a good book, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were some good ones.
Well, the trouble with me, I get library books. My younger sister. Goodness sakes, I get a hold of them and I have a hard time getting them back.
How much younger than you was she?
Oh. About 8 years old, younger.
Oh my gosh, she did grab them then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But they don't make the children's books like they used to either. You don't get those authors. Except would be of interest to the young people.
If I get interested in a book, they can come right in the room and come right back out again. I
wouldn't even
know
they were there.
Oh. That's the best way.
I love to read about flowers.
You like to read about flowers?
I'd like to have a book. Something about the book of flowers or something like that.
So you like to read, not fiction, but you like to read about flowers and other subjects.
And I like the short stories.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm through, I don't have to keep...
You don't have to read 800 pages like Gladys.
No.
To think you've read a book.
I have got the Ladies' Home Journal. My daughter-in-law gives it to me. But I look at the pictures and not much else.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to read picture books, too. You know those pretty books in Minnesota? This man has a book. This man that made these pictures in here, Les Blacklock, and his son. Beautiful books to read about nature. And
he makes those pictures on the calendars, too. He's quite an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Wildlife, especially.
I did like history books, too.
Wildlife.
History books, too.
See, that's always the way I did my traveling.
You like wildlife, Carrie?
I like wildlife. They used to have places, you know, where you throw your money down, like the cities there, the fair and places here. And I like that wildlife. I like the geese when they come, the ducks, the birds, all that. Bees. Flowers.
Nice to read about those things.
Well, they talk about it.
No, I like to read the National Geographic.
Oh, that's a beautiful magazine.
I just finished that, had a story on Egypt in there.
Yeah, they do a good job.
Then I read one on Africa. That was interesting. They went from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting.
Well, I think we'll stop today. You were talking about the Betsy Casey stories in Mankato. Why don't you tell us about those?
Well, Maud Hart Lovelace is the author of those books. And all her characters in there were her girlfriends of Mankato.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When did she write the books?
Oh, I think those were written in the 20s. She wrote quite a series of them.
I remember reading them. I'm sure everybody read those books. Betsy Tacy and Tib.
And Deep Valley was Mankato. See, when you get to the top of the hill where you go down that main street hill, she called it Deep Valley. That was Mankato.
Huh.
She had her entire background was around Mankato.
How old was she when she wrote the books?
Well, she was married, I believe.
And you said Margaret Cale was?
Mildred.
Mildred
Cale.
Mm-hmm. Was which one now?
Emily. She was Emily, the pretty one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember the other names. Some of her, the Gerlich girl was her real pal in real life. And there were two others.
Hmm.
And they chummed together from little kids on, and then she built the story of Betsy Tacy around all those.
Isn't that nice?
Their activities, mischief and otherwise. She's buried there in Mankato now. She moved to California, and her husband died out there. He's buried out there, but when she died, she wanted to be buried back, and she had her place picked out. She's buried in Glenwood Cemetery on a hill, and they've got that all fenced off.
So she was born and raised in Mankato.
Mm-hmm. They've got two houses that they've got picked up because that was her home. And there's quite a debate as to which one was the original one.
Is the Historical Society in one of them?
I don't know whether the Historical Society, is it in one of them? Now, I think the Historical Society is the Judge Cray's home. And but the, no, the, I was going to say, on, that's on 2nd Street. But her home was up farther. It was just one of those little, it was a frame building. And there's some woman has kept that. She's not a married lady. And she insists that's a house because she can remember them. But the other people insist the other house is the original house.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So there really is a battle as to which, it seems that they lived in both houses. But this one woman that is in the one, she claims that that's the original Hart home.
Are there any other famous, did you ever meet her and
yes.
know her? And
she used to come down to the library there and autograph books. Plenty of people bought one of her books.
So you were there, and did you get an autograph book?
No, I didn't. I wish now I had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth, hindsight?
Yeah. Mankato had a lot of famous women. You know, you got a lot of famous singers come out of Mankato. There was.
Must have been good teachers there.
Well, must have been. There was the Hodap girls.
And, how do you spell Hodap?
H-O-D-A-P-P. She, one of them went to Chicago. And she was with the Chicago orchestra down there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was Genevieve.
Hmm.
Another one of the Hodap girls was an artist. She painted beautiful pictures.
Hmm.
I was in her studio one time. She got a picture that reaches from the ceiling to the wall of her dad.
Hmm.
It's just as lifelike as, it looks like he could just step out of it.
Hmm.
And did she write series of books? I mean,
Walt Hart loved this. Well, the Betsy Tacy is a series of books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes from the time they were little up to the time they were married.
That was really something.
Yeah, she carried that whole series of books through their lives. Oh, they're quite a popular girls' books.
Anybody else know anybody that wrote books? What were the first books you remember reading? You know, I've bought cloth books for little children.
Nobody had them at that time.
Uh-huh. And I've got one that my grandmother had. It was a ABC, I don't know what all was in it, but it was almost like oil cloth.
It's heavy, mm-hmm. heavy material. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the way Grandma's cookbook was.
Mm-hmm.
With that kind of a cover.
Harper's Third Reader, I had it. My dad had it on the phone.
Harper's Third Reader?
I read it. When I got done, I didn't know much about it, but it was, you know, for the fun of reading, that was it.
Was it a cloth book?
No, it was a
hard book.
Pretty good book. Harper's Third Reader, my dad had it.
What kind of stories were in there?
Oh, I don't know. One was where somebody lost something and then they went along. And the Good Samaritan liked that. They come along and they went buy it. And after a while, somebody, you know, picked it up and that. But it's kind of a...
So it was stories like, about morals and doing good things?
It was a nice book. I think my dad had it. He taught school way back. I think they had it... then, you know, and he had it, kept it. I tried to read it. It's good reading, pretty. And that was about the only real story I could remember, because that was kind of a, well, I guess it was all good spoil stories. But Harper's Third Reader, I can see it now.
It must have been before the Guppy.
McGuffey readers?
Yeah, that was a great reader.
I can see the outside of the book. It's like a little
Anybody have a McGuffey reader in their house?
Yeah, we had my dad.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are blowing my head out.
Oh, gosh.
Did you have them? Oh, would you throw it out? Oh, boy.
You know, it moved so many times, you finally had to discard something.
Yeah, I know. And then later on, you think, oh, gosh, I wish I had that bad.
Amount to anything, and then it becomes something.
I think it was a game to me, which I should have kept. Who killed Cock Robin?
Oh, yes.
And you know, it was made out of linen cloth.
Linen cloth.
Huh. I can't remember the rest of the story, but that.
And it was printed on there and drawn?
That impressed me because of killing a bird, you know, I thought that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But those books have all vanished.
Well, the known book was Robinson Crusoe, and she was talking about that.
Mm-hmm. And they're still reading that today.
I had one that was Wings Over Japan.
Oh, gosh, I think we've got that at our house someplace.
I think my great-grandchildren have got them now.
Hmm. I can remember when I was little. I can just remember my book, first book. It wasn't cloth. I don't know. It didn't tear. But I can remember it. It showed an apple, and that and A is for apple, and B is for ball. It showed big pictures.
Wasn't that made out of that linen cloth that they used to print on? Because I had several of them.
Were you just thrilled to get a book of your own?
I was real small. I hadn't gone to school yet when I got that book. But the picture, when it, then you knew what it was by.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't made out of cloth. It was something that didn't tear. But it was like cloth.
Hmm.
And then, you know, you had the books where they kept all about the three little pigs. And the red hen, the little train.
Mm-hmm.
The little train that could.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I do think, because I saved them all these years, but I think the great grandchildren have got them now. Because I got some that's old enough to read, so.
That's nice. How about you, Frida? What do you remember about special books in your life?
I always liked to read. I would sit and read a book and forget about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
When they talked to me, I didn't answer, but I was so in with that book.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's what Rita said, too. They could come in and you'll tear down the house and she'd never know it.
If the book is interesting, I didn't know anything around me at all. My book.
It's just like you're in the book and you don't hear or see nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Another good book was Gulliver's Travels.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
The good ones. I don't have children's books like that anymore. And then my mother brought me a... I don't know how many books was in it, but it was called The Hardy Boys.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That was for the boys. That was a boys' book.
I know, but I liked it.
And then there was The Bobbsey Twins.
Yeah.
That was a great
one. What was the one about the nurse? Remember there was a series about a nurse was in the title. Something, student nurse or girl nurse. I don't remember that.
I don't recall that.
Then my mother got me up. It was about four or five books. It was all about Girl Scouts. You know, they weren't very big books. It was only about that thick.
I'm trying to think of the name of those.
Mine was
Boy
Scouts because I didn't have any girls. Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts.
You always had boys' books. I remember the books, so now that you mentioned, but I can't think of the names of them. I never read them, to be honest about it, but I knew they were out. I guess because of, we didn't have Girl Scouts. I guess that's why I wasn't interested. We always had the Bluebirds.
The Bluebirds and the Campfire Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a Campfire Girl?
No, I don't join any.
My mother used to, she's at Sears, they used to advertise, you buy a box of books, and she bought that one time. And boy, there was good books in that box that she sent for.
Now where did she send for that?
In Sears.
You could buy a box of books.
Years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what books were in it?
One was The Call of the Wild Geese and Shepherd of the Hills, and I can't remember what all was in there. Well, Lavender and Old Lace.
Oh, they were good books.
That's how this was. She used to send, at one time, she sent to Sears and she got a box of dishes. There were nothing that was. And nothing matched, but they're real pretty dishes.
Odds and ends, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh. Of course, she loved dishes.
So she liked them, no matter if they didn't match. Have any of you tried to write any books? When you were little, did you try to write a book? Oh, I see, Gladys.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I did.
What was your book?
The Mystery of the Black Pearl.
Oh, wow. Did you finish it?
And got
no.
It all done?
Oh. I never got it done. I still have it at home in my cedar chest, but I never finished it. It wasn't too long ago I got it out and read it, and I laughed all the way through it.
What was it about?
Well, it was about a black pearl, and somebody stole it. And, you know, it was kind of a whodunit. I got about halfway through with it.
You have to finish it, Ken.
I don't know what came up, but I didn't finish it. But I saved it anyway. I got the book that I started in. I know the Corolla read it one time, and she says, "Oh, Mother, don't tell me you wrote that."
Well, if you were in high school.
I was in high school.
Well, sure. I suppose you were such a reader that you decided you'd write one.
Well, I don't know what. Plus, I got the bug from all the mystery movies that were being shown at the time. So I sat down and I wrote on the mystery of the Black Pearl.
I always liked Agatha Christie's mystery books.
She was good.
They was always so good.
She was a good writer.
Did you ever sit around and read out loud at home?
That's what I used to do when I read that book. I read out loud. That's a little one I used to read.
Did you read to your children?
Not too much.
No. I read to Corolla from the time she was a little baby. And I got all the shit. And she loved it. I read to her just before I put her to bed, and she got there, and she's a reader to this day, and yet not a one of her youngsters will read. She can't get them interested in
it. I don't think they do, though. They don't have time. Mm-hmm. They've got all that TV, and they've got all the kind of organized sports, and it's just a shame because they miss so much imagination.
Well, at night when my children went to bed, then I went up and read to them.
And that's nice for you, too.
We had a set of, there were only a set of four of the original Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, my.
And when somebody broke into my house after I came in here, they stole the first volume.
Oh,
I don't think they could find the other three, because they were in another box, but the first volume, that made me kind of mad to break that set.
Well, to even break into your house.
It was the original writing, the original books. Yeah, well, that one made me kind of mad. Because now they're
collector's items.
Yep, they're collector's items.
Mm-hmm.
still going here. It's hard to see it.
How did they break in the back door or something?
I don't know how she got in. I really don't. I know who did it, but I can't.
You can't prove it?
No. Because I caught her one day. I guess she came to the house and I saw her. I didn't go to the door. And she had two garbage sacks under her arm here. And she came around to the back door and my dog was out. And so she stood there, but you know, a half hour trying to coax that dog to let her pass.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he didn't let her go. But when that day that she was there, I was uptown after groceries. I tell you, I used to go. Her mother is a collector of antiques. And there were a lot of old things that I didn't want anymore, but her mother wanted them. And I did sell them to her. And her daughter's in the antique business too. And one day she kind of let it out. She was telling her about the fireplace we had in the living room. And that's got mosaic. It's on the panels are the Roman figures. And her mother was telling her about it. And she says, well, couldn't you pry out one of those squares? And her mother even told me that she wanted her to cut out one of those squares. Yeah.
That's a great thing to tell your daughter.
Yes. Yeah. And her mother thought it was funny. So that ended all my giving them anything. And the daughter came back to the house several times, and I told her that I didn't have anything. So this one day, they were persistent, very persistent, both of them. And when I came back, I don't know, the door on the back door was closed and the screen was locked. But you could slip something in between and raise the hook. And I think that's what she did. And then she went out the other door, which opened very easily. But she took my electric carver that day, and pieces of jewelry, and I had some
color. Did you call the police?
Pardon?
Did you call the police?
No, I didn't. I just didn't want to, I don't know. It was one of those things you didn't want to get involved. And I had a lot of old antique colored glass that belonged to my mother and my grandmother. Those were gone. One was the ruby red, you know. And one was a beautiful, beautiful shaped vase, and it was a pretty blue. And I had several hand-painted pieces, pieces that were signed, and they were gone.
Well, you should have called the police.
I really should have, mm-hmm. But as I said, I didn't want to cause trouble. It could get in the paper, and I didn't want that. So I chewed my thumb.
And you really didn't have any proof because you didn't see him do it.
That's the trouble. Mm-hmm. But the next time when I saw her coming there with those two garbage bags under her arm, I knew then who got them the first time.
They probably waited till you left, and that's when they went in there.
She may have seen me uptown and knew that I was out.
Yeah. Can't imagine anybody doing that.
Well, it takes nerve.
Oh.
And she was a nervy one, but for sure. They always, when I'd say no, 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 I would then, well, where is it? I'd say it was either upstairs in the trunk or in the attic or something. Well, we'll go up there, you know.
Oh, gosh.
No, you won't. If I wanted to bring them down, I'd bring them down. And yeah, they were ready to go search the house with me right in it. So I'm pretty sure that she's the one that got them.
Well, she'll pay the price sooner or later.
Yeah. I've thought of that many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have my mother's spinning wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guy's got it, my son's got it. And he had it appraised once, and all they'd give him was $75.
Oh, gosh.
Forget it. Yeah, the priceless note.
It's one that she brought with her from Denmark.
Oh.
All got the wooden pegs in there. There's no nails in there.
See, a museum would just go crazy for that.
Oh, the antique, they aren't so, so generous when it comes.
Someday I'll have to bring some. I've got my grandfather's discharge from the army, the big paper signed by Abraham Lincoln, and I've got his little one signed from his company commanders. I've got his original GAR pin. That's got 1864 to 1869 engraved on it. So if I was, the first thing when I got back home, that was the thing I ran for to see if I still had a sheet. I guess she didn't find that. I'll have to bring them and show them to you sometime.
Well, I like when you're here and your house is empty, you never know what's what's going to happen.
I think a lot of my stuff has been taken up. Carol won't tell me, though. I had my mother's, I had a hundred, my neighbor lady willed it to me. It was a 100-year-old chair, and I'm sure that's gone. And I had a chair of my mother's there. It was one of those Roman chairs, you know, with the big arms that rolled over, the big carved back. But that's gone. And I know the thing, I asked her, and all my dishes and everything were there, my glassware, and I'm afraid they're gone. And I asked her about something one day, and she says, well, I took the rug, Mama had an Anglo-Persian, or an American Persian rug, you know, and that was, I had put that up in one of the bedrooms, and she said, I took Grandma's rug home, and I'll bet that everything was gone off that because I had Mother's bedroom set up there. And that was what they called, what is it now? Circassian walnut from the Circassian Mountains in Russia.